Greg, I spent my day with a bunch of Baptists and they're all very lovely people, but I need a drink.
That's very fair.
All right. In all seriousness.
Hello, friends.
Now there's your joke. And then the music played and we got into the show. Hello, friends, and welcome to your review for The Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Yes, and no disrespect to my Baptist friends. They were very lovely. I was at a convention all week. And well, last 2 days and doing some work for my date shoot job. And I literally arrived about halfway home, Greg. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to start watching SmackDown. So I put SmackDown on as my audio companion, listening as I was pulled over, got the thing started and then started listening.
Isn't that nice, though? Like with the Netflix and stuff now, you just turn it on, set it and let it go. Like, yeah, I like that.
Well, if it was a match, I might have been like, oh, well, I was worried about it. But we had like it felt like a half an hour of talking to start SmackDown.
So let me tell you, you know, my evening, because, Brad, thank God we're back to a 2 hour SmackDown, because we are so thankful for that, because at 3 hours, God was killing us. But I was outside, myself, my wife, we did supper. I came into the house and I'm sat downstairs here getting ready to watch TV. And I know it's like just past 9 o'clock local time here. And I turn on YouTube and I'm farting around on YouTube for 40 minutes or so. My wife, you know, calls it to me. She's like, aren't you going to watch the show so you can record? I'm like, yes, I am. But no. We don't watch that live unless we absolutely have to. We started about 40 minutes late. So that way we can fast forward through everything. And it's really only a, you know, 80 minute show.
And it was barely an 80 minute show tonight.
Dude, I finished it exactly like, I think 11:01 local time when they went off the air or whatever. I got the stream has ended. And then I was like, at that point, they were just, you know, clueing up the whole ending that we'll talk about in a little bit. I was like, oh, perfect. You know, I couldn't have timed it much better than what I did.
Yeah, because that first 5 minutes, I mean, it was just SummerSlam.
I'd skipped through all of it. So,
okay. So I have a reel that I'm going to queue up tomorrow to the theme of O Canada, Greg. It's going to feature things that I'm happy about being Canadian, and it's going to the Heart Foundation, hockey, and all of my wrestling on Netflix.
Yeah. I guess that's the big news of the week, right? Is if you are in the US,
bend over.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. You know, we don't have these guys as a sponsor, and we should. We should set these guys up as a sponsor with us. But, like, get yourself a VPN. I use Surfshark. Surfshark is great. Surfshark, I have it on all my devices. I flip my Netflix around like it's going out of style. If I want to watch US Netflix on a TV like I had earlier this evening, myself and my wife were sat outside. We were watching How I Met Your Mother on US Netflix. I come in the house, I flip over to Canadian Netflix, I watch SmackDown. Why you would pay, you know, $29 a month now just for the privilege to watch the PLEs?
Not all of the PLEs.
Yeah, 10 of the PLEs. Yeah, and that still doesn't give you access to the Monday Night Show, the Monday Night Raw. It doesn't give you access to NXT. it doesn't give you access to Friday Night SmackDown.
Right, because if you wanted that in the in the States, first you need $29.99 to get ESPN.
Correct.
Then you need to spend $12.99 to get Netflix.
Correct.
Then you have to either cable, I guess.
For CW. CW, I think, is OTA.
Okay, so well, probably like, yeah, so like $9.99.
Yeah.
And then you can I know you can get Fox OTA as well, or you can get it on an antenna or cable.
Well, for what? Fox doesn't have anything.
Oh, that's right. They don't have an OTA. So you need cable or an antenna.
For USA.
Oh, you're right. That's right. Yeah. So, and they don't have an OTA.
No.
You literally need four different things in order to get it in the States.
Or you just, you know, get a VPN and use your Netflix that you have and Bob's your uncle. Like, seriously, I don't understand this move by WWE. Like,
Greg, you do understand this move. I'm going to make the sign with the fingers that make it look like I got money in my hand.
Yeah. And I understand that piece, but like logistically, it doesn't make sense for you to have to double broadcast shit, right? Like you're double broadcasting your PLEs now on Netflix and have to send it to ESPN too, ESPN as well, right? Like why would you put yourself through that? I mean, I understand keeping
$31 million. Does that sound about right?
Like I just strategically, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me as to why you would split that up. Like I really expected when this rights package came up for Peacock that everything would consolidate under Netflix. And then, you know, after the Netflix deal was over in 10 years and, you know, maybe they'd look to shop it or something like that.
Oh, but Greg, I had to clean up on aisle Brad. 1.6 billion with a B for the ESPN deal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's the issue. It is worth that. And they're going to be on ESPN, which means they're going to get the ESPN bump.
I mean, yeah, but if you were going to do that, your goal was to do ESPN. Why the hell did you go to Netflix? Why didn't you go to Disney?
Because maybe Disney wanted the PLEs, not the Monday Night Raw.
I don't get it, especially where you could go global with Disney too, right? It just, there's a lot of this that makes logically no sense. Besides the almighty dollar.
Unless WWE secretly owns Surfshark or NordVPN or one of the other ones. And they're like, well, not only are we going to get money from all these companies, remember when they owned Tout? Maybe they just own Surfshark.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I love me some Surfshark, though.
Yeah, and if anybody from Surfshark is listening, we are happy to take your money. Just you don't even have to give us $1.6 billion. Not even a fraction of that.
No, no. $1.6 would be fine, right? Like
a free access to your product and $1.6 each.
Yeah, you can lob off the billion, the million, the thousand.
Yeah, we'll take a coffee each. Like basically 1.6 will get us a if we put it together, we might get one good decent coffee.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's
that's your, I felt like I should have played the news button, but it doesn't matter, Greg, because we're gonna go through this. There's not a lot to go through. There's some fun stuff to go through, but most importantly, recap one. Which didn't cost us $1.6 billion for that sound effect. Greg, how did you like SummerSlam?
I was surprised at how much I actually enjoyed the show, if I'm being honest with you. The Saturday night, I really did not have high expectations for, and I liked it.
Especially...
You know, We've been calling this the finish of Saturday night for weeks. 4 weeks we said what was going to happen on the Saturday night. The Sunday night, I enjoyed the card. I was surprised, as was, I think, pretty well everyone else with the way Sunday night ended. Definitely was not on my bingo card. I was waiting for the Dallas theme to play or, you know, Cody to turn heel, and that's not what we got. So, yeah, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, and instead we got a big lumbering former American that's now a Canadian coming out, who may or may not have been cleared of wrongdoing, or at least cleared by WWE legal. And and we haven't seen no hide nor hair of him since then.
Was kind of surprised. I wasn't sure if he would, you know, take his private charter and do a domestic flight within Canada tonight.
Oh, I don't think we're going to see him until, you know, remember how we used to make fun of Saudi Arabian pay-per-views and call them blood money?
Yeah.
I think we'll see Brock at blood money.
You think so? You don't think we'll see him before then?
I think he's going to attack John Cena after John Cena beats Logan Paul in Paris. And then that'll set up our blood money match, because that's the next PLE after Paris. Paris is in August. Blood money is next. Oh, here comes the blood money. Blood money! And who liked blood money more than Brock Lesnar?
Well, it's, I was trying to remember, like, when is the next, like, what's the pay-per-view schedule after that? So
it's blood money.
Yeah, gotcha.
And wait, hold on. I missed it. Who likes blood money more than Brock Lesnar? Nobody.
Oh,
that's terrible. I'm a bad person. I'm sorry. I'm going to offend everybody tonight.
But like, yeah, I'm just trying to see, like, is that really the next one?
I'm pretty sure.
But isn't that one in Perth?
I'm pretty sure the one after that, Saudi Arabian.
Is there a Saudi Arabian one?
I'm pretty sure.
This is great.
We're both like trying to scroll to see when are we going to Saudi Arabia. Let's see. Saudi Royal Rumble is the one. Oh wait, I think if we just go WWE PLE schedule, we can get it. WWE PLE schedule. I'm like 90% sure. All right, live stream supercards. Let's see,
upcoming Triple Mania, and then Clash in Paris, Crown Jewel in Perth. Yeah, there's no.
Oh, it is Australia. Okay, never mind.
I was gonna say, I didn't think that there was another one in Saudi Arabia until the Royal Rumble.
Then it's Perth, I guess. Yeah. I knew he's not doing the domestic one, and Australia won't care. He'll be allowed to tackle a kangaroo and eat it live on pay-per-view.
Maybe. I'm very curious though, like, what time of day the Perth show is going to be, because I mean, you and I, we love our early shows. That Clash in Paris went the end of August is going to be great, but like, is Perth going to be like 6 a.m is it going to be
breakfast?
Is it going to be like
breakfast of champions?
Yeah, Japanese wrestling.
Brock, you know what? That's a perfect time for Brock to take a title. Last time they were in that time zone, Brock destroyed Kofi in record time.
All right. Well, let's talk about tonight, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we did SummerSlam. We discussed whether he's going to be blood money, but I mean, who knows? Maybe Brock won't come back till Royal Rumble.
And I doubt it because I think you're going to get a John Cena match out of him.
Right, which would have to be for Royal Rumble because John Cena is winding down, and he said tonight he's got 10 more stops after tonight.
Yeah, so a Crown Jewel is one of them in Perth, and obviously Clash in Paris.
And Survivor Series would probably be another one, I would suspect.
I would assume so, and then obviously the final match in Boston, December 13th, although there's nothing been officially announced. I believe that is the date, December 13th. So
a couple more around then, plus he'll be away at some point to promote Peacemaker, which is coming up on HBO. But in the meantime, John Cena is here in Montreal. And boy, oh boy, did the crowd lose its mind for John Cena. They were amazing tonight.
This is one of those ones, Brad, that, I mean...
I know. I was thinking about it on the way home. I was like, why didn't we get in the damn car?
So I actually said that to my wife earlier this week. We were heading to Cole Harbor, actually. And I said to her, I was like, I know myself and Brad are not going. I'm like, but what would have been hysterical is if we actually did go to this, because yesterday was my anniversary. Do you remember why we didn't go to Toronto or the day, even another day early?
Yeah, because your son's birthday.
It was my son's birthday. I'm like, how freaking appropriate is it that WWE keeps scheduling stuff in Canada when, like, I have an anniversary or a birthday or something? I'm like, Ross.
I had to be in beautiful Kentville, Nova Scotia all week, which had traffic like you wouldn't believe.
I'm actually heading that way tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Do not drive through downtown.
Oh, I don't actually go into Kentville. No. I'll bypass that and go to Berwick. Come on.
Smart man. So yeah. John Cena says that the crowd, people in WWE have been afraid to come to Montreal because Montreal hijacks it and they'll take over the show. But the reality is the WWE fans are the show.
I was going to say, and he also made the implication of the whole Montreal screw job without saying the word screw job.
Yeah, that was very good. He implied without bringing it up. John Cena called out the WWE fans for being the best part of the show. And he suggests that everything won't last forever. He's afraid of a few things. He's afraid that people are going to forget him, that when he leaves, they're going to do that. They're going to forget all about him. And after that, he's also a little bit afraid of Brock Lesnar. But he realizes that there's nothing to be afraid of. And he has to face Brock Lesnar, and his time is almost up. So if you want some Brock Lesnar, come get some. Greg, before we get into the rest of this, I really like this. I particularly like the Unseen 17 introduction, the face version of this.
Yeah.
They found a way to blend these two, and I think John Cena being a face is a good thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, it was nice. Beyond that, I really, I thought that this was a very safe way to bring John Cena back as the face now in Montreal. I mean, he would have been booed out of the building if he was heel there, and that would have been fine too. But now that we, you know, did our whole 5 month Dallas trick, and we are back now to John Cena being a face, which we will talk a little bit more about a little bit later in the show. This was a great introduction here, or reintroduction. And I think that it was a very fitting in Montreal with John Cena and that crowd tonight.
And you know what also helps? Logan Paul being a dick. Logan Paul.
Legitimately, when the music went off, I'm like, who the hell is this coming out to interrupt? Because Def Rebelled.
Yeah, his new song, the Hey Yo, it is. And it's Randy, terrible. I will say this on the record. Becky's new music blows too.
I don't mind Becky's music. I mean, it's no what it used to be, but
it's the triteness of it. There's now like the man has come around, or Becky, or whatever they say at the beginning. It's like, oh my gosh, can they make a song that doesn't involve a catchphrase?
Well, I mean, this was done custom for her, but we have heard a whole lot worse. So
yeah, like Logan Paul's theme song.
I mean, not just that. I mean, they've ruined Naomi's. Who haven't they ruined yet, right?
If you're a female wrestler, Def Rebel has come and got you. So Logan Paul calls out John Cena for switching up. Logan Paul has always been Logan Paul, whether you liked him or not. And he wants to wrestle John Cena. And John Cena says, sure, let's do this. I love the fact that he said that Logan Paul, at one point John Cena said that Logan Paul does WWE wrestling better than any wrestler. And then he said, yeah, and I'm also now saying that you're the biggest dumbass that there is. Also enjoyed the fact the crowd can't help themselves but chant F you Logan, which causes issues for the censor. But yeah, John Cena and Logan are going to have a match. Logan teases that it's going to be in a great French city, and it's not going to be here in Montreal. It's going to be Clash of Paris. Ha ha ha. Get it?
Yeah, you could see that one coming a mile away, right?
But what we didn't see coming was the fact that Drew McIntyre was going to attack John Cena from behind, and Cody made the save. And this leads to, like, again, Teddy Long, come on down. At the very least, we need his theme song to play, and we need Nick Aldis to come out dancing.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts here of this? You know, before in heel John Cena, it was, I'm going to come out, I'm going to cut a promo, and then I'm done. Like, I'm calling it a night. John Cena now seems to be, well, I'm going to come out, I'm going to cut a promo, and then I'm going to do a John Cena open challenge, and whoever's out back wants to fight me, come out and fight me. I personally love this, and I think that this could give us some really fun things for these last, you know, 11 appearances now. And you might get to see something like, you know, a Joe Hendry appearing and getting it that match with Cena. I doubt that the Hendry one's going to happen, but I really hope for that guy that he actually gets it.
What I really want to see is, I think, tag matches. I think that is the safest way to do this, because this match, John Cena did not have to do much to have this version of a John Cena match. Now know that he has the capacity to have the main event singles main event match. Yep. But if these TV matches are going to be slightly lesser, tags, 6-man tags, 8-man tags, John Cena as the old guy on the team is a great formula.
Yep.
Definitely. So why don't we take 4 guys from TNA, or maybe we go the other direction? He's now a face. Joe Henry's a face. Maybe it's John Cena, Joe Henry against insert. I mean, Greg, we definitely have more tag teams than we know what to do with on SmackDown.
Yep. Throw him in a tag.
Holla holla, playa. And that's what we get. So we're going to get John Cena again tonight with Cody against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre, our new favorite baddies to be a tag team.
That's what we got.
This match tonight should have been called Brought to You by Tag Team Wrestling.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
So Motor Machine Guns are in the back. They acknowledge that they're beat up and they didn't get the job done. So, you know what? Let's beat up the MFTs.
Yeah, let's go and take on another team
that wasn't in this gauntlet.
Yeah.
We officially added 2 more tag teams to this division tonight. You do realize that, right? Sure. All right. Recap number 2. We apparently have Alzheimer's again, Greg, because they had to explain to us that we're having a John Cena tag in the main event.
Yeah, thank God I fast forward through that.
Recap number 3. We find out how Solo kept his title.
Again, thank God I fast forward to that.
MFTs versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Early on, the Machine Guns are showing their tandem offense, but this all turns around when Tala Tonga throws Alex Shep.
He's the taller one, right?
He's the big tall one. Yes, that's why we call him Tala.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately for that man, his government name is actually Tala Tonga.
Is it legitimately?
His first name is Tala.
Okay.
So it's...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
His government name is Tala. I was like, that poor guy. And if you want to know more about government names, eventually, Greg, we should probably at some point talk about the better WWE programming from this week, which was the Unreal. WWE Unreal. Yeah, because that was...
Yeah.
There was some funny stuff in that. But anyways, we're getting this match right now and we're getting SmackDown coverage. Alex Shelley is isolated because sure. And this goes on. It feels like forever. There's eventually a hot tag while JC's in the ring because Tala Tonga is going to be taken advantage of. The Machine Guns rally for about 5 seconds, and then Tala Tonga choke slams one of the Machine Guns into oblivion. The Machine Guns are not winning this match. And the other thing I wanted to draw to your attention is JC's in this match. Tala Tonga's in this match. Tangaloa Like, is he that bad that he doesn't even, he can't even be in a tag team?
Apparently.
So I thought this was it. They were going to gloat and leave. But no, Solo gets on the mic. He gloats that he's the most dominant champion and no one wants to fight him. So they're all going to leave. And out comes Nick Aldis. We're going to make a spontaneous match, Greg. And what is that? What's that? Well, we're not getting a tag match this time, playa. We're getting a hometown return for? Who do we steal from Raw?
Whoa,
let's go. Sami Zayn comes out, and apparently he literally is serenaded for the entire commercial break. I went back and watched the commercial break because that's crazy.
Yeah, does that surprise you, though?
I'm surprised WWE had the good sense to say, you know what? We don't have Owens on this brand, so let's put Zayn.
I mean, we did that when we were in Toronto, right? Like, we just sang and sang and sang. But here's a little bit of trivia for you, Brad. So we have obviously we had Sami Zayn in a match tonight. So do you remember the last time Sami Zayn was in a match for WWE in Montreal?
Yeah, you lost your effing mind.
That is incorrect, sir.
What? It wasn't the Roman Reigns winning the match where you said he damn well better not.
Yeah, that's I wish that was. Nope, there was one in between. There was a Monday Night Raw there on April 15th, 2024, where he was Intercontinental Champion and he took on Chad Gable in a 17-minute match and won.
Right. And then Gable turned heel.
Yeah. But yeah, that Elimination Chamber was February the 18th, 2023.
So he wins every other time he comes to Montreal.
I guess so. But like, yeah, it's been some time.
Didn't Sami Zayn want to be the world champion?
Did he want to be the world
champion? Yeah, didn't he want... Wasn't that the last thing he was fighting with Cross about was being the world champion? And now he's wrestling Solo and going after the U.S. title, apparently?
Well, I mean, I think that's in a bit of a bubble tonight for this, but...
Let's hope so, because Zayn dominates early. Then we have a lot of slow plodding offense from Solo Sikoa. Eventually some exploder suplexes. There's interference and shenanigans from My Family Therapy, but Solo gets the advantage again. He's going to hit the Samoan Spike and a roll up out of nowhere. Sami Zayn wins. Yay. He can win in Montreal.
Yeah. Now my anxiety is going off the thought of him winning in Montreal, because if 2 years ago, man, 2 years,
he's just going to, he can only win mid-card title matches or non-title matches in Montreal.
Like, dude, 2.5 years ago. Ah, man.
He could have been world champion, but you know what? Why doesn't, you know, you won the IC title. Why don't you get the US one? You can just waste your time in the mid-card. But
it still pains me at the thought that he didn't win that 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
But he rolled up Solo. They made it up to you, Greg.
They've really dropped the ball. Okay, before you know, I go into a
depression. Let's go on to recap number four. Hey, Greg, it's the women tag team titles, the most prestigious and hottest division in wrestling.
Yes, sure.
So we're going to get a celebration in the ring. Charlotte said it's too big to celebrate in the backstage. So they come out and there is a birthday cake. And I love this. This whole bit was amazing.
It was. I enjoyed.
So there's a birthday cake there, but it says, congratulations, Charlotte, with in little tiny writing in the very bottom corner. But P.S. happy birthday.
Yeah. And Alexa. And then P.S. happy birthday. Yeah. No, this was... they're just having so much fun with this. And I mean, you and I have spent a lot of time ripping on Charlotte at Flair on this. But I think you're getting to see a new side of Charlotte that we haven't seen before. And I'm really enjoying this.
The lovable douchebag.
Sure.
And being a lovable douchebag, she goes into her bag of tricks and she pulls out a Lily doll, which has the Not Friends shirt on. And she finds the doll that she was given by Alexa all those years ago. It's Charles or Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah.
And Charlie has a Not Friends shirt. So now they have matching stuffies.
Yeah.
But this is interrupted by Chelsea Green and Greg. She stabs you right in the front with her busting the balls of the Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal fans are not used to seeing champions, Gregs, because the Habs don't win anything.
Yeah. Chelsea Green playing a heel here is one of those things where, I mean, they had to do it. I get it. But I'm sure she was like, really, guys, like, this is what you really want me to do? Like.
And she's from Vancouver. It's not like the Canucks have won anything ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's very fair.
So Chelsea Green goads us into a match and holla holla playa. Nick Aldis is busy tonight. We don't get a tag match, but we are going to get Canada's own Chelsea Green is going to wrestle against Charlotte Flair. But before we get to that, Melo Don't Miz is reconnected. Melo calls out Miz for not being around. Miz is like, hey, man, what do you want from me? I was filming American Gladiators, but they're going to have a tag match next week that Miz definitely did not plan in advance.
Sure.
Charlotte and Chelsea Green. This match had some really cool spots, including a crossbody and Sigurd Hervis interference. It didn't work. But Greg, we have to talk about the most important thing before we get to the finish. What the hell was wrong with Charlotte's pants?
I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
It looked like she was wearing a thong, and then I realized it was flesh colored, and she kept pulling, like, they did not fit well. And I'm with Randy. Gear should always fit well. And between Chelsea readjusting one strap piece, Charlotte pulling down her shorts, it's like, guys, I get it. You're both pretty ladies, but can you get gear that stays on?
I wish I had that much attention that I was paying to that.
Well, that it was totally distracting me from the moves. But this match really doesn't take off until the very end when there's this cake that we've just referred to. And the Sierra Herbis slides the cake into Chelsea. Chelsea sets Charlotte up for an unpretty her onto the cake. And Charlotte reverses and Chelsea goes face first into the cake.
Yeah. You knew someone was going through it.
I love this part. And the best part was when she put her into the figure four before she bridged into figure eight. She touched the forehead, tasted the cake, said it tasted great, and then puts her into figure eight. There's a submission. Charlotte wins. And then Alexa immediately walks in, picks a hunk of cake out of the untouched part, feeds it to Charlotte, has a piece herself, and everybody celebrates.
Yeah, so this made sense, but it also didn't make sense. And let me explain why. The finish here into the cake shouldn't have been the figure eight for Charlotte. Like, so they did the unpretty her, but I mean, Chelsea really didn't hit the cake that well. She didn't get the whole pie face cake type thing. It should have been, honestly, it should have been Charlotte instead of doing the figure eight tonight, break out the sharpshooter with Chelsea's face into the cake. Like, you needed that face down in the cake submission for it, I think, to have gone over the top here. So that's my critique at the ending of this one.
Or you do the reversal. Charlotte does have a face first slam move. She didn't have to reverse to unpretty her. She could have just got out of it. Chelsea, like, whoa, does that thing before you fall. And then Charlotte jumps over her and unpretty and does her natural selection into the cake and then just pins her.
Yeah, like there were, I think that there were better options here for a finish. I think that's my thoughts on this anyway.
Greg, my autocorrect got me again. Stiffy time. I mean, Tiffy time.
Oh, you're autocorrect.
Greg, Tiffy's been champ.
Mine does not correct to that. I will tell you that.
It's Pavlovian, I think, at this point. Tiffy is there. It's been 216 days since champ. Jade comes in and said, if we wrestled again, this would be different. Well, the reality is it would be a different story, but the same ending. She walks away and in comes Kiana James, who is suggesting that maybe she needs better representation. And then Meacham walks in and takes the card because she wants the U.S. title shot. Sure. I think for all the women involved in this scene, you flew all the way to an international location and this is what they had you to do.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, could this have been filmed last week? I don't know.
Could this have been filmed at SummerSlam or anywhere? Like, yeah. Please, God, have this been filmed some time in that entire weekend they were in New York.
I have no idea. But yeah.
So John Cena is on People Magazine.
Sure.
Aleister Black is cutting a promo and he talks about he doesn't believe in an eye for an eye. He believes in an eye for a limb. And if you're going to try and push me off the cliff, I'm going to kick you off the cliff, break your jaw, and make sure your body goes splat.
Can I tell you that I 100% fast forward through this?
I knew you were going to say that. I know. So, yeah, Aleister Black's a badass, apparently. And there's no such thing. No one's ever truly good. No one's ever truly evil. He literally was listening to his song and went, oh, this is my whole character.
Sure.
The next thing that happened was R-Truth. And part of me died in this. And I'll explain why after the recap. R-Truth comes out and John Cena and R-Truth do a mime routine where one raises the hand and the other raises the hand. And Truth says, you're back. Everything's going to be fine. And then Cena says, yeah, remember, it's been a weird couple of months. Remember that time you made a kid in Brussels cry and you threatened to ruin wrestling?
Oh, so funny, Cena.
The only thing that makes me mad about this is I don't want silly R-Truth back. I want serious Truth.
Oh, no, I'm okay with this. I really am.
Oh, Greg, wait. Yeah. We have completely switched sides on this. That means I'm the one that's saying,
you're not going to take my joy away from me.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm the grumpy one.
Yeah.
Like, how did we come to this, Greg? How is it?
I don't believe you happy. He's not happy.
Oh, Greg's happy.
Brad's not happy. I liked Killer R-Truth. Apparently, that explains it. We're just going to pretend we went through a whole thing. And if John Cena is a good guy, so is R-Truth. Sure. And speaking of which, I'm expecting that we're going to get R-Truth in the tag match with John Cena, but that's not tonight. Tonight is John Cena and Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul, who, by the way, are still, after the end of this match, spoiler, undefeated as a tag team.
Yay.
Well, they've never been. Sorry, let me do this WWE wise. They have never been pinned. Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul have never been pinned as a tag team.
Fair.
They're definitely defeated after this match. So this starts early. Did you know how this match was going to go? Cody was going to do 90% of this match and John Cena was coming in for the hot tag.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of could see that one coming a mile away.
I secretly love whenever Cody hits a big move, like a shoulder tackle and then does the cartwheel. Great. Cody hits a suplex.
I thought you were going to say something about loving the Secret Harvest there. Secretly love the Secret Harvest.
I secretly love the fact that the fans in Montreal caused censors problems because we got the FU Logans again.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
No hot tag keeps getting blocked. The heels do a distraction and a Glasgow kiss. Cody sells throughout the commercial. Back from commercial, we finally get that John Cena hot tag. Five knuckle shuffle, shoulder tackle, and we're about to get the AA. Drew makes a save. Drew and Cody fight on the outside when the Claymore's blocked and Cody hits a super kick and then a dive. And then Logan Paul looks like he's going to get destroyed and drops to his knees, low blow. John Cena and Logan Paul fight to the back. This leaves.
He does the John Cena low blow on John Cena.
Oh, you mean the part where he goes down and he does the big arm up?
That's right. He pulls a John Cena low blow on John Cena.
Which leads to John Cena holding his balls while Logan Paul and him brawl to the outside. And this leads us to Cody and Drew fighting on the outside. And Drew grabs title and pulls a John Cena and smacks Cody in the head with the title.
Yeah, and then they're channeling their inner John Cena in this match.
Yeah, they were out healing heel John Cena.
That's right.
And the dastardly Drew McIntyre kicks Cody so hard that he kicks his head through the unbreakable new wooden table.
Right.
These things are not unbreakable, dude.
No, I don't know.
And yeah, can you spell Cody's challenger at Clash of Paris?
Yeah.
All right, it's contagious, Greg. I yawned, you yawned. Yeah, it must be almost bedtime. Let's wrap this up.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
So there wasn't a lot on the show, Greg, but I don't know. I think you're going to have a hard time using the scissors very quickly.
Yeah, I think so.
John Cena segment. We'll go all the way to when before Logan Paul comes out. What do you want to do with section one?
Honestly, we're going to speed this up on you. I'm just going to keep the whole damn thing.
You're going to keep the whole thing. Well, then. Excellent. We cut all the recaps. Never mind. MFT's family trauma versus the Motor City Machine Guns. What are you going to do with the acronym match?
No, you better believe we're going to cut this.
Of course you are. And then how about Sami Zayn versus Solo Sikoa?
Oh, we've got to keep this.
I think that this revolves an important Greg quote.
The goddamn national treasure.
He is a goddamn national treasure. But here's the only thing I would change here is the time that we just cut from the acronym match. Show all of Sami's entrance.
Absolutely. I think you could have put that. That should have been on that. You want to make this guy a world championship level babyface? Show how over the dude is. We now are into the Charlotte Flair, Lily, Charlie, Alexa craziness. What do you and up to when before the match?
You know what? I think I'll even include the match in this, and we're going to keep it all.
Staring at your championship. Calling it your precious.
R-Truth returns tonight. I'm going to use the R-Truth sound effects. And this was a just experience. Oh, you know what? We might be able to cut all of the stuff with, oh boy, Greg, this is Tiffany Stratton, Jade, and the U.S. title / world title scene with the women.
Okay. So we will keep the Tiffy part.
Yep.
But as soon as Jade comes in, everything from that point forward is cut.
It's Tiffy time!
And the Jade time, goodbye.
Yeah.
So that takes us all the way to... Oh, wait. I forgot all about... I know exactly what this one is. I'll just get my finger there.
Effect now.
I'm not even going to talk about Aleister Black. But Greg, that leaves us with one of the most important things... is that we have R-Truth and John Cena back together again.
Yes. Oh, happy day.
You are the greatest of all time.
That he is.
And I think now we might get R-Truth doing John Cena impression and John Cena loving it.
Oh, we're going to see some John Cena R-Truth tag matches coming up, buddy.
I really am sad that John Cena is retiring without us getting a solid tag run with him in R-Truth.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get the return of the R-Truth John Cena merch.
I hope so.
I think we should do a whole, they should redo all of the John Cena shirts from every town, except do them with R-Truth's face.
R-Truth, every time John Cena like makes a town, there should be an R-Truth Ron Cena shirt that goes with it. So you should have both.
Yes, and it should intentionally be crappily made, so it looks like it's almost like it's bootleg and be 25% cheaper.
That'd be funny.
John Cena, Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. What do you want to do with our main event of the evening?
Okay. Let's keep it.
And cannot make the cheer sound effect ever work. So I'll add that in post. It'll just be my reference that I said it didn't work, but it did. So Greg, somehow I think we got one of the best SmackDowns. Like, based on the cut percentage, this is a great SmackDown.
Well, where was it?
Montreal.
Exactly.
And of course, we didn't go to see it live.
No, we should. We probably should have. I mean, I probably would have had to have a divorce, but, you know, 15 years is probably enough, right? Like,
yeah, it's probably long enough. I mean, The good news is if your wife's going to divorce you, at least you're in a town that involves lots of dancers.
Yes, but here's the only problem is that my fear is that it wouldn't just be us in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're going to talk about Les Danseurs, I think we may have been invaded by the Raw Dogs, Eric B. and Randy C., the Raw Dogs, who will be covering Monday Night Raw, and they talk too much, and all kinds of other new things coming to the hub. In the meantime, in the between time, check out all of the podcasts we have here. There is some plugging that you can do. You can check out our website, smackdaddies.ca, our YouTube channel. And yeah, I was going to start tonight, Greg, but I was halfway between here and Kenville. I'm going to try and add some more shorts live while we're watching SmackDown. I may do God's work and do shorts and watch SmackDown, not on tape delay. The look on Greg's face is like, dear God, don't do it. You won't survive, Brad.
Yeah, you are doing God's work.
Speaking of which, we'll be back next week. We'll be covering more SmackDown as we build to the clash in Paris.
The passion in Claris.
Maybe that's the name of this episode. The Pash in Claris.
No, that's that. We'll save that one for a few weeks time.
for the actual clash in Paris.
Yeah. The way you were starting there, I wasn't sure if you were going to break out the Passion of the Christ there.
No. Nope.
That's what we might get in one of these. The Passion of the Cena.
Whenever he has to wrestle Brock, that might be the Passion of the Cena.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's call it a night.
Well, good night, friends, and we'll see you next week.
Brad, the